then put it to UATs whenever.
I think you're doing your job. You're going to be doing one of their campaign sites as well.
Yeah.
Someone else be able to pick up any of them tasks. Or
yeah. These ones, probably it's worth I'll do it. It's because I know what things are wearing, what needs testing and everything.
Maybe like knowledge share on the witch filters.
Yeah.
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 That'd be handy.
Sorry, Gavin and I will do it together.
And you might too.
Yeah.
Done, isn't it?
Is it done?
Yeah. You needed to wiki
the
stuff on it.
I need to wiki and I need to go through with the account manager how to test it properly.
So that's going
to
take.
Do you need to wiki that? It's only ever going to be on one site, isn't it?
We think, but it's in CodeIgniter, so it could be on many sites.
Is it worth wikiing that, waiting until it becomes kind of?
Yeah, there's nothing in the pipeline.
Because at the moment it's only on one site.
Even if it's on one site, if someone wants to go back to it.
True.
Yeah.
I
get your point. I'm just saying, if we're stretched for time,
it won't take long. I just need to make other developers aware how to turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I've tested it anyway for Gav, so it's solid. Did you say that's part of this? That's live now, or is that part of this release?
It's on UAT.
Okay.
Business needs to test it.
For you to go through with Daniel or the account manager and then to wiki it.
And then the process of making it live requires a database table addition to fulfill the table of live service.
You're going to have to, about a day?
No, not a day. Maybe 3 hours?
Yeah.
Create a release document and everything.
What time?
We create a release document and everything.
We all have to help doing release.
I just thought one thing, which is kind of part of the handover, I guess I would need to document the C5 final config and products XML setup as well, which comes with a default install, but if you don't know what it's doing or where it is,